an enormous non-conference homestand this past weekend, pushes the Ducks to number 3 in the country. Final series of the regular season starts Thursday. We welcome in Coach Mike White. Coach White, how are you?
Good, thanks, Steve.
So I get you have high expectations and reason to believe this team can accomplish great things, but between a Megan in game one allows nothing, Maggie in game two a run, then just another run allowed, two runs in three games against a lineup who scored 40 runs their last seven. Safe to say you probably couldn't have asked for much more there.
No, not at all. I mean, I think that they have one kid that's hit 20 home runs on just the roster alone, you know. So I thought just giving up those few amount of runs was really good.
Sunday, tied at one into extra innings after Maggie struck out their center fielder, a runner on third. Your leadoff hitter, Danica Mercado, starts it with a double, gets to third with one out. So in that situation, nice to have your cleanup hitter up there with the game on the line. And how great a job was that by Gwen Savekas, you know, not trying to crush the ball just to get Danica home.
Yeah, it was a really great job by her. And, she was struggling a little bit during the game. I wasn't quite seeing it very well, but she did what she had to do to get that run in.
We continue with Oregon softball coach Mike White. Even though you beat Jessica Burrows twice, that Florida State starter, she's the ACC Pitcher of the Year last year. She was the first pick in that National Pro Fast Pitch League. That's one heck of a pitcher your team beat. She's kind of the real deal, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, and we didn't just beat her once, we beat her twice, you know, and, to her credit, the second day she was throwing better than the first day, so that tells you a lot about her.
Yeah, she went 8 2/3.
Exactly.
So heading into that Florida State series, our friend Jenna Lilly had been in a slump, 0-16, got a couple of hits the first two games, 1-3 in the finale, drove in a run, scored a run. We talked about her last month. She might still be suffering effects from that horrible pitch to the face last year. Maybe read this as a sign that such a terrific player could be coming around?
Yeah, we certainly hope so. You know, I talked to her during the week and just said, hey, Jenna, let's not worry about the batting average or hits and, you know, whatever you give us as a bonus and just concentrate on defense. And so, you know, I don't know if that helped her out, but she sure looked really good in the weekend.
Final thought on that Florida State series. I mean, if you consider the timing, they're number two. You have a great team in the top five. I mean, you've been involved in so many big games, regionals, super regionals, World Series. I can only get so much from TV with the pack house, especially those last two games. That as intense as you've been a part of for a regular season series?
Oh, definitely. Definitely as intense as being, because the last time we had you on Outland, it was at Howe Field, but the Jane is a lot louder, a lot more electric, and it was a really good buzz going around.
A couple of final questions for Oregon softball coach Mike White. We've hit on another of your fantastic freshmen, Shannon Rhodes, who had the great game to finish off the sweep of Oregon State. So I did the numbers over her last three series. She's batting .875, playing center field. Could you ask much more from a first-year player on a team like this?
No, not at all. I mean, she's really turned it around. I mean, the first half of the season, she was just, I think, trying too hard. But I think now she feels really comfortable in her spot in the lineup. And, she's looking good in that five position, right behind Miki Gudryas, giving her some protection. So it's been a big pickup for us team.
14 of her last 16. Lastly, Stanford this weekend. So they're 2-19 in the Pac-12. I mean, if you win this series, it's pretty much a lock. You'll get a regional. A very emotional sweep against that Seminole team. You and your staff taking any extra steps telling your team, we need to avoid a letdown because that's coming off a pretty big high.
Yeah, definitely. We started right after that game. We started talking about Stanford and, you know, not letting down and how well they've been playing lately. And they gave Washington some good games and actually beat them one game. So we don't want them to be the giant killers.
So Thursday at 4, Friday at 5, Nooner on Saturday, down on the farm, all on the Pac-12 Network. He's the head coach. Mike, I always appreciate your time. You all travel safe. Best of luck against the Cardinal, and look forward to talking NCAAs next week.
Oh, awesome. I like the sound of that. Thanks, Steve, and go Ducks.
All right. Have a good one, Coach.